January 14, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. Called of God, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Isaiah 6:8. God did not address the call to Isaiah. Isaiah overheard God saying, who will go for us? The call of God is not for the special few. Is for everyone. Whether or not I hear God's call depends upon the state of my ears, and what I hear depends upon my disposition. Many are called, but few are chosen. That is, few prove themselves to be in a state that God can use them and become the chosen ones. The chosen ones are those who have come into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, whereby their disposition has been altered and their ears unstopped, and they hear the still small voice questioning all the time, who will go for us? It is not a question of God singling out a man and saying, now, you go. God did not lay a strong compulsion on Isaiah. Isaiah was in the presence of God, and he overheard the call and realized that there was nothing else for him but to say, in conscious freedom, here am I, send me. Get out of your mind the idea of expecting God to come with compulsions and pleadings. When our Lord called his disciples, there was no irresistible compulsion from outside. The quiet, passionate insistence of his follow me was spoken to men with every power wide awake. If we let the Spirit of God bring us face to face with God, we too shall hear something akin to what Isaiah heard, the still small voice of God, and in perfect freedom will say, here am I, send me. That's the end of Oswald's text. Again and again, we face life and we face its circumstances, and we ask ourselves the question, God, what would you have me do? We look for things that we know God would want us to do, and then somehow we pursue them with our own faculties and abilities. But as the passage here in Isaiah says, what God is looking for is spirits that are so attuned and so interested in what God is doing that we hear his voice even when he's not speaking to us. It is almost as though we eavesdrop on the conversations between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And as we hear them talking about their desires for the circumstances of our lives and their desires for what happens here on earth, we get excited and energized, and we want to be a part. This stems from an affection for God that is developed only as we learn to become intimate, loving, and up close and personal with the God of the universe. That was at least where Isaiah was. He was up close and personal, and he listened and he overheard. And he was so excited about what he heard that he said, here am I. Let me do it. I'd love to. God, would you use me? And it wasn't even about a call to some big ministry, some visible form of service for God that everybody would see and applaud. It was just God saying, who will go and express us to the world? Will you go and express God to the world? If you would be still, be quiet before the Lord. Wait and listen quietly and carefully. When you hear what he has in mind and you respond, I'm ready. Can I do it? Let me go. He will most certainly say yes. If your going is about putting yourself forth or getting some kind of credit or glory for having gone, he'll skip over you because chosenness is also a part of the process. God doesn't choose everyone who says, I'll go. He chooses only those who say, I'll go, in the spirit of I'll go, so that you, God, will be glorified. I'll go because I want to express my love for you, God. So chosenness is about my attitude. Chosenness is about my readiness and fitness. Will I go and express him alone? Or will I go and include myself in the expression? Go. Overhear God. Listen. Then volunteer.